Good evening, and welcome to another episode of That Which Does Not Kill Us. I'm your host, Sarah Arnold, and this is going to be round two of marital word vomit, because I feel like if I can get this out thoroughly in one fell swoop, I can just kind of, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm purging my system of this, because I don't want to keep this any longer. This is not the energy that I want to sit in, so I need to get it out in one fell swoop so I can fucking piece the fuck out hard with and be done. So I was kind of talking about how things had escalated towards the end, and, you know, pretty much the repetitive shit that just kept happening. My part, my ex's part, how, you know, toxic shit was a real thing, right? It was. And I'm going to be real and say, I feel like for the most part, like, we were both emotionally immature for, like, the whole fucking time we were together. Like, neither one of us had the tools to have a healthy relationship. And I feel like after 15 years, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't go back from that. Like, you can't reverse, like, I don't know how to reverse 15 years of fucking damage. You know what I mean? I really don't. And to be fair, at this point, like, I wouldn't be interested in it anyway. You know? Like, I'm gonna be real. Like, February 13th, 2021. Nope. Like, once that shit happened, all bets are off. Like, never again. Like, that was the turning point where, like, we can't come back from this. Like, there's no coming back from this. Like, no. Like, I have some cheap form of standards. Even then, I had some cheap form of standards. And so, anyhow. So now we're talking about the end of the marriage, right? And so one of the things that I've learned that I think would have been vital information to success, and that's why I think I study the things that I do, because if I get into another long-term commitment, I don't want that experience. Like, I don't. If I get into a long-term commitment with somebody, I want a healthy, positive relationship. And so I've taken the time to read and watch videos and study on all sorts of different kinds of healthy and unhealthy behavior and communication and things to that effect. And I've tried my best to embody that for the most part. I will say that I did let myself get, involved in some heated conversations with the guy that I was seeing from South Carolina. There was one time we got into a disagreement that lasted like 2.5 hours, and it finally got to the point where I was just like fucking crying my eyes out and yelling because he was berating me on a drive. But anyhow, those who know better do better. And also the awareness that, like, okay, I was manipulated. Okay, cool. Check. I got your number. Anyhow, so towards the end of the marriage, like, I feel like in some way or another, we both knew it was over when it was ending. But, like, it just seemed like nothing I did was ever good enough. You know what I mean? Like, even though I was still doing all of the things for the household, like, nothing I did was ever good enough. And I was, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was getting some kind of put down every single day. And I can't remember how long that was going on for. But if I had to guess, like, so we started doing a keto diet in the summer of 2019. And I feel like everything that I made for dinner was dissatisfactory. And this is slightly over-exaggerating, but I can't remember how slightly, because it had gone on for such a fucking long time that it's like nothing I did was ever good enough when it came to whatever I was making for dinner. And that had gone on, I feel like, almost the whole time we were in the fucking house. If not, it was close enough. Like, it felt like the majority of the dinners that I made when we were living in that house, my ex was not satisfied with. And yet, for whatever reason, like, at least 90% of the time, that motherfucker would not, you know, do something about that by either making a suggestion of something different in advance of, you know, a potential opportunity to complain about something later, or by fucking getting up off his ass and fucking making something himself, because clearly he was not satisfied with anything that I was doing. So, again, there was, like, that was the daily thing. Like, that was a daily thing. Minimum of 5 days a week, I would come home from work, start to cook dinner, while this motherfucker is sitting on his ass in the living room. And then when dinner was ready and we would sit down to eat it together, something was not satisfactory about that dinner. Like, every fucking day. So, yeah. Okay. Like, it's just, that's hard, you know? It's hard to feel like you're being taken advantage of, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're putting in all the work and nothing is fucking seen or appreciated. You know, ironically, that's the same shit that a lot of people quit jobs over when they experience it at work. And, like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on in his head, you know, all the years that was taking place, but it's whatever. And that really did translate into everything, though, because there was a period for a very long time when I was cutting his hair. Like, this motherfucker wants me to cut his hair, but doesn't want me to take the time to do it correctly and with care, you know? So, you want me to cut your hair so you can be impatient with me because of how I'm choosing to do this. Because you're not gonna fucking pay somebody to do this. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, that's a very unique level of mindfuckery. Like, and I've never really thought of it like that until right now. Like, what kind of a fucking setup that is. Like, you cheap bastard. You want to do it this way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know it sounds terrible, but it's fucked up. It almost makes me think, like, is this intentional because you want to make me feel like shit? You want to break me down? And that's, like, I know that sounds fucked up. It sounds really fucked up, and it sounds really paranoid. And sometimes I do think about it like this, is like, did you get with me just so you could fucking break me down as a human being? Like, what the fuck was the point of that? Like, seriously. But I'm not, like, I can't let that destroy me anymore. Like, I can't. You know, I'm, like, I, mourned some of that relationship while I was still in it, to be fair. And then at the same time, like, from everything that transpired, you know, in the 2 years leading up into me getting out on my own, like, both inside and outside of the marriage, just everything, it was a very stressful period. I had, like, I wouldn't even say I was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I feel like I had, like, a long-term nervous breakdown for, like, the last quarter of 2021 and probably the first quarter of 2022. Like, I feel like, and I'm not going to say I really was in some sense of normalcy, but my first taste of what I thought was normalcy was around June 2022. Okay? I was just medicated. Like, I was well medicated. Like, I was taking the appropriate medications to match what I was experiencing within my nervous system. Now I take less medications, which makes me really fucking happy. Now I take a lot less medications. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Balance and all things. But the other thing that I realized too, though, is how much all of that, like, and how much all of that impacted the relationships that I had with other people outside of that marriage as well. And it did, because there was a long time that I've been operating from a standpoint of feeling like I'm not good enough. And where that comes from, like, it's the old fucking battered wife syndrome. Like, I don't mean that literally, I do mean that figuratively, but it's still accurate as fuck. Because, you know, if I'm being fucking just slowly torn down over a 15-year period, you know, if the fucking, the essence of my being is being torn down on a day-to-day basis and not replenished over a 15-year period, that, like, that did leave me a shell of a fucking human being where I didn't know who the fuck I was anymore, you know? And that's a really prolonged time frame to experience that over. And it had me going into, like, and I'm not disappointed that I had the experiences because I feel like I needed them to get to where I am now. Let me throw that out there right now. I feel like I needed to have those experiences to get to where I am now. But it had me operating from a space where I was being an enabler. Like, so that was one thing that I hadn't fucking turned off yet. And I don't even know if I have, because I've just been like, I'm right now, I am enjoying being 100% on my own, not involved with anybody, and learning to be okay with me, you know? Like, instead of operating from a fucking emotionally codependent space, I'm sitting with myself. That's all I'm fucking doing. Like, that's what I've been making myself do over the last few months, is just fucking sit in my own energy and learn who I am and be okay with who I am, even when I don't feel good about who I am. You know, at the end of the day, like, finding the balance between, like, wanting to be a better person than I was yesterday and at the same time feeling like in the core of my being, I'm enough. Like, I don't have to be fucking better tomorrow than I am today. I'm enough right fucking now. You know what I mean? Like, feeling good in my skin and really having that firm understanding took a long fucking time to get there. Like, a long, long time to get there. And a lot of fucking unhealthy interactions with people to get to that point where I realized, like, you know what? Like, somebody feeling entitled to something, like, you know what I mean? Somebody coming at me in a manner that they come across as being entitled, that is not a reflection of me. That's a reflection of you, you know, like that kind of shit. If I'm engaging with somebody that can't answer a fucking question, like can't answer a fucking personal question when I ask it, like, that's not me. Like, and that's the thing that it took me, like, I had to be on my own to see this. Like, I am like right now I'm on my own and I'm healthy and I'm happy. Like, the last time I was involved with somebody, that is not where I was at, you know? Like, again, feeling like I am I have shortcomings because the person that I'm engaging with doesn't want to answer questions or doesn't, you know what I mean? Doesn't want to allow me to, like, because this motherfucker is emotionally unavailable. I'm not broken because you're emotionally unavailable. I mean, maybe I am kind of, but I'm not deficient. You know what I mean? That is not my deficiency. That is your deficiency. That kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like, really operating from the space of, like, your behavior is your shit, not my shit. Like, I had to be on my own to get to that point where I really fucking understand that as a concept. That how somebody behaves, even if it's how they behave towards me, how somebody behaves towards me is not a reflection of me. It is a reflection of them. It is 100% a reflection of them. It is not a reflection of me at all. I am fucking great. So, yeah. It took a few years to get to that point. Instead of, you know, operating from the perspective of, like, well, maybe if I try harder, you know, like, because that was it's not dissimilar to the headspace I was in when I left the fucking marriage, you know, like, maybe if I cook this dinner better, maybe if I fucking fold these underwear better, you know, maybe if I suck his dick a little harder, you know, whatever, like, maybe if I dot, 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 I can get better treatment. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, what it boils down to is operating from the place that, like, I have to fucking earn love because I'm not worth having love just because I exist. And that's essentially, you know what I mean? Like, operating from that space. It's not fucking healthy. I don't need to earn shit. Fuck you. That's where I'm at right now. Like, and that kind of goes hand in hand with the whole, like, episode that I was talking about. I don't remember. It was one of the recent ones that I did, if you fucking listen to it, where I'm talking about, like, I feel like it's been a long time since I felt like myself, where I really feel like myself. you know? And this is kind of the space of that, is like, fuck you. I don't need your approval. I need my approval, you know? There's a couple of people that I will consider, but damn it, I love those people and they are very close to me and I value their opinions. So if they think I'm doing something fucky, I might be concerned. In the meantime, though, fuck you. I won't, like, and there was Rage Against the Machine. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. Yeah, that's kind of the headspace that I'm operating from. And so it's empowered. It's really fucking empowered. And in case you're wondering, doing meditations daily is wonderful for your brain. Doing activities that rewire your brain are wonderful for your brain. Like, I don't remember if I recorded an episode about that or not, but I remember having the thought process a while ago where I fucking realized that the point in which I was the happiest and most mentally healthy in my entire life, pretty much what I was doing as a hobby, like, I used to write all the time when I was younger, but the thing that made it different, so I'm right-handed, like, in terms of writing, at least. My left hand does a bunch of other bullshit, but when it comes to writing, I am a natural right-handed person. I write with my right hand. And so I spent like a good 8 or 9 months fucking writing with my left hand as a hobby, just because I was fucking bored and I didn't have anything better to do. Well, unbeknownst to me, my hobby was rewiring my brain. That's why that was the happiest time of my life, because I was committing to a hobby that was rewiring my brain, right? And so I think now I'm in a similar space, just with different things. And now it's two activities, not one. Okay. So one of the activities that I've been consistently engaging in since before I left South Carolina, I think I started probably in August. I do a meditation every night before bed. Every single night before bed, I've done a meditation since fucking August. It's helped. I've had a lot of ups and downs since August, don't get me wrong, but it's consistency. Consistency. Okay? Very fucking important concept. So that's one. Step two is a very close friend of mine happened to come down here in February and tried to teach me how to crochet. Well, random fun fact, I cannot do it in the methodology that she showed me. So for whatever reason, my left hand, also known as the one that I don't write with, is much more heavily involved in the mechanics of my crochet than what it is if you watch a more skilled person crochet. I feel it, I don't know, maybe it's because I have deep-seated control issues, I'm not sure. Either way, my left hand is very heavily involved in my crochet, and so because my right hand pretty much holds the hook and my left hand does a whole bunch of work, I feel like that like that coupled with, you know, the company I'm keeping and the fucking meditations every day, like, I'm doing it's not even big things, they're very small positive things for my brain, and that's it. Like, I'm doing very small consistent daily things that are good for my brain, and I think that is a very large reason why I'm at where I'm at, because I'm happy at work, I'm happy at home, I'm doing things that are good for me. Granted, I'm also doing things that are not good for me, but that has more to do with junk food than anything else, so whatever. And yeah, I'm doing my best to fire on all pistons, basically, in trying to feed myself with good things to the best of my ability. And all in all, I'm fucking happy. You know, I'm in a really good place. I just had a visit at work this past week, and it was amazing. Like, I was stressed, but it's like the least stressed I've ever been preparing for that, like, in all of my time with, like, my company, and it went amazing. Like, so yeah, like, just all in all, like, things are good. Like, I never thought I would find that in fucking Indiana. I'm sorry. But of all the things, like, that's the thing that fucks with me more than anything else. I never expected that I would find this level of just generalized contentment. Because, like, I promise you, when I left the state in 2001, that I was not in a headspace. Like, I don't think I've ever experienced generalized contentment while being a resident of the state. So let me just be transparent. Okay? So I'm very proud and excited that I have that. If you're thinking about coming to Indiana, by the way, if you're some random listener from somewhere the fuck else out there, the southern part of the state, at least like Bartholomew and Johnson counties, they seem to invest much more in their infrastructure than in the northern parts of the state. So do with that information what you will. Just, it might be important. Might be important. The roads are nice. I am content with them. There's nothing but potholes further north in a lot of places. So, yeah. Food for thought if you're thinking about coming here. So, yeah. But like I said, like, I have nothing to fucking complain about. Life is good. Like, I have an excellent crew at work. I have a time-consuming hobby at home. The friends that I have, my long-distance friends, are fucking amazing people. I love them all dearly for different reasons. You know? Like, my closest friends are fucking amazing. Like, I love them. Even, like, my... I don't know, like... I don't know, like, I wouldn't say, like, my best friends, but, like, the next layer out in the circle, like my other friends, I don't have many of them, but they're still fucking amazing. The ones that I have, they're fucking amazing. Like, I love them. They're great people. Like, I feel blessed. I feel fortunate. Like, yeah, I have things to be thankful for every fucking day. And I am on a, like, I'm on a very small dose of my anxiety medication. Like, life feels good. It's been a long time. Like, I think I can't even describe how amazing it is to be to a point now. Like, it's only 3 years. Like, it actually, it's not even been 3 years that I've been out on my own. I'm not yet at the 3 year mark of being out on my own. Like, I just celebrated the second anniversary of my divorce being finalized. But, it is fucking amazing. Like, it is truly fucking amazing to feel like myself in my own skin. I don't know how to describe that any differently. Like, that's a blessing. I did not expect to get back to that point. Like, I seriously believed that I would be experiencing, like, that I had long-term brain damage and that I would never get back to, like, some semblance of normalcy in terms of, you know, the hormones in my body, how my brain operates, and I mean just, like, the thinky parts, you know, the parts that do, like, problem solving, spatial orientation, I don't know, planning, analyzing, those types of, you know what I mean, those aspects of my brain, like the ones that kind of make me feel like I'm tied down and grounded. Like, I never expected that I would have full capacity of those parts of my brain again, because I do feel like I've been walking around for the last 3 years with fucking brain damage, you know. But part of that has to do with my previous experience, and another part of that has to do with the hormones that have been fluctuating through my body because of the experience. And so, like, my diet, that's the other thing I've learned, how much my diet plays a role, like, in what's happening with my brain and my hormones. Like, everything matters. Everything fucking matters. So, yeah, that's where we're at. We're in a good place. So, that's all I've got for tonight. So, I want to go ahead and thank everybody for tuning in. And as always, be well.